Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Terry Duvall Hudson, an acclaimed business leader, speaker, coach, and author. Terry loves writing and dancing through life, and who doesn't like the sounds of that? And Terry, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
And we're certainly appreciative of your time. Thanks for taking the time to be with us here today. So, as we know, a lot of business leaders write books. What inspired you to write this book, Leave a Legacy That Counts?
Oh, that's a great question. I was honored to deliver a keynote speech for the Alabama Leadership Conference in 2017. And the subject that they asked me to speak on was making your leadership legacy count. At the end of that keynote speech, lots of people came up to me and asked me, what more do you have on the subject of legacy? And I had nothing. I had no books, no articles, no podcast. And as time went on after that conference, it kept noodling on me. I kept thinking about their questions. And over time, I decided I did not want to write a book about leadership legacy, but I did want to write a book about legacy in general. And that was the birth of the book.
Well, we certainly can appreciate your being proactive and making that happen and putting that in print and making the effort to do so. Now, continuing on with legacies, what does legacy actually mean to you in the context of your book?
Well, you know, if you look up the word legacy, you're more than likely to find a definition that speaks to money or material things that you inherit. And those things are obviously great to have. Everybody loves money and everybody loves jewels and, you know, artwork and all those things. But my perspective is that legacy is more than that. It's really about what you contribute, what you leave for others in every aspect of your life. Not what you get, but what you give. And I believe that legacy is best impactful when you think about the values that you have as you guide your life, the values that you use to guide you in leading, that those values will lead you to create the kind of legacy that is impactful and meaningful because it's based on a foundation that's meaningful to you.
I understand Know Your Why is one of the main chapters in the book. Tell us how knowing your why connects you or connects anyone to their legacy.
Well, yes. I believe that every single one of us takes our first breath, and we have a purpose when we get here, and that we are well equipped to deliver on that purpose. So we come here with the aptitude, the intelligence, the gifts, the talents, the personality that we need to deliver on the gift, which is the purpose. I believe that we kind of lose sight of that along the way sometimes with inputs from other people and just life in general. But when you know your purpose, you have a powerful platform for building your legacy. Your purpose is really how your spiritual being connects to the others. When you know that and you know why you're here, then it's easy to determine how to create a legacy that's meaningful. One, it will be great and impactful to you because you're working from a place of strength and the skills that you've been given and the gifts you've been given, but it also means that you will fulfill the purpose of your destiny in a way that will inherently leave a legacy that counts. And so knowing your why, knowing your purpose is a great part of the book because if you don't know yours, I help you explore how to find your purpose, how to determine what that is for your life. And I think it's one of the most powerful sections of the book totally.
From the sounds of it, I certainly agree with you. Today, we are speaking with Terry Duvall Hudson, acclaimed business leader, speaker, coach, and author, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if someone hasn't thought about legacy before, Terry, what advice do you have to help them start building a legacy?
A great question. Let me also say that building on that purpose, that if you really know what your purpose is, it helps guide you through the complexities of life. And it guides you in the complexities of leading in particular. And so if you really don't know what your legacy is, you haven't given much thought to your legacy, the first thing I would say to you is be intentional about it. Think of what it is that you really want to create a legacy around so that it is something that is meaningful. You don't leave it up to chance. You are very deliberate in how you establish what you want that legacy to be. And if you're still struggling with how to make it happen, look at the causes that are important in your life. If you're all about educating children, or if you're about gardening, or if you're about legal issues, if you are about healthcare, look at those areas that are important to you, select one or two of them, and begin to find ways to contribute in those areas that mean something to you. I would also say that be bold. You know, sometimes we have great aspirations. We think really big ideas are just too big for us. We just don't have the shoes to fulfill them. I say to you, gnaw at that. You know, put it down into bite-sized pieces and make even bold aspirations come true. I think that we think too narrowly many oftentimes. And so the more broadly you think about the things that matter to you, the more likely you are to find one that you can dive into and really build a legacy that is meaningful in that area.
Certainly appreciate your input in those regards. Thanks for that. Now, on a side note, I noticed that there's a bumblebee image throughout the book. Is there a backstory on the bee?
Oh, yes. I speak a lot of, in the book about my late mother, who was just a phenomenal human being, someone who impacted not only the lives of her children, but the lives of people in her community in so many ways. That would take another whole interview to tell you more about her. But anyway, the bee is an honor to my mother. When I was a young girl, I don't remember what it was she'd asked me to do, but she'd asked me to do something, and I said the words, "I can't do it." And she looked at me and said, "Oh, wait a minute, baby. Let's remember you should be like the bumblebee. The bumblebee doesn't know that it is aerodynamically challenged. It doesn't know that its butt is too big to lift off the ground. It doesn't know that its wings are too short to really fly. It flies in spite of those things. And that is what you should be. You have to go out and do the things that you think you can't, because you can if you're working hard toward it." And so the bee is at the beginning of chapters in the book. It's at the end of certain sections in the book. And it is truly a way for me to carry my mother with me throughout this book. I loved her dearly and wanted her to be a participant in the book. And that is how I ensured that she would be here forever as part of my legacy when I open the book and I see that bee. It's all about my mom.
I think everyone would agree with me. That is a sweet and a nice touch there with the bumblebee there throughout the book. Good stuff. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to touch on as we wrap things up here today?
Yes, two things I'd like to connect together is I talked about being intentional about how you live your life. And I think that, you know, when you're clear about what you can and cannot change in life, you get very deliberate about the things you can change, move forward, focus on people, not things, focus on people and causes that you can impact positively would be one of the key things I would ask of everyone. And secondly, is to be selfless. Leaving a legacy is all about other people. It's not about us. It's not about our fortune or our fame. It is truly using our values to create a platform of meaningful service to other people. That is how we create and leave a legacy that counts. Deposit in people, not in your bank account.
And a great place to conclude today's edition of Enterprise Radio. If listeners wanted to connect with you and obviously pick up the book, where's the best place to get further details online?
Oh, the first place to get further detail about me personally is on my website, which is Terrie, T-E-R-R-I-E, Hudson, HUDSON.com, TerryHudson.com. You'll find more about me. You'll find more about my speaking engagements. You can engage with me as a coach there, as well as read my blog there. You can purchase the book on the website or at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, Apple Books.
Again, Terry, thanks so much for your time and for what you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly enjoyed your time with us here today.
I loved it. Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
And you're certainly welcome. We've been speaking with Terry Duvall Hudson, acclaimed business leader, speaker, coach, and author of Leave a Legacy That Counts. And for all the details, visit TerryHudson.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.